From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, did somebody say quagmire? President Bush's critics likened the war in Iraq to that in Vietnam. We see if the comparison really holds up. But first, U.S. troops and Sunni insurgents clashed again today in the city of Fallujah. And in Najaf, one of Iraq's holiest cities, a standoff continues between U.S. forces and supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. This has been the bloodiest month in Iraq since Saddam Hussein was ousted a year ago. More than 90 American troops have been killed, as well as hundreds of Iraqis. As U.S. authorities plan for the handover of power to Iraqis on June 30th, they are considering a plan for a caretaker government that was put forward earlier this week by United Nations Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi. It would replace the Iraqi Governing Council created by the Americans. Talking to reporters yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell welcomed Brahimi's idea.
He has talked to a lot of people. He's brought a lot of ideas together and is giving us a proposal that we can all study very carefully and work with as we find a way forward to reach an interim government for the Iraqi people.
I talked earlier with Brahimi spokesman Ahmed Fauzi. We reached him in London.
What would be the key differences between the interim government Brahimi is proposing and the Iraqi Governing Council?
The difference is that the members of the new cabinet that Brahimi is proposing should be chosen on the basis not of their party or religious affiliations, but they should be Iraqi men and women known for their honesty, moral integrity, and competence. That is not to say, of course, that the people sitting on the Governing Council do not have those qualities. But we all know how the Governing Council came into being. Over the past year, it has not been able to gain the popularity it needed in order to be a credible form of government. What the Iraqi people need today is a body that they have confidence in.
And does this plan have the support of Shiite leader Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani?
Well, that remains to be seen. We, Mr. Brahimi's office and Mr. Sistani's office have been in touch regularly. Mr. Brahimi has floated the idea with Sistani's people. We have yet to hear back from them. We have just launched this proposal 24 hours ago and just left Iraq yesterday. And we're waiting to hear what the reaction is from the Governing Council and from other Iraqis. But most of the Iraqis we spoke to were in favor of these ideas. Almost everybody we spoke to said they felt there was a need for a large assembly that would gather all Iraqis, north, south, east, west, Arab, Turkmen, Kurd, Shiite, Sunni, whatever, bring them together, sit around the table for a week, for 2 weeks, for a month, however long it takes, to achieve certain things. One is if national reconciliation is needed, then achieve that. To start a dialogue between Iraq's rich, diverse segments of society. And also to appoint a consultative council that will work alongside the government.
Now, would this government have control over U.S. forces? And if not, how much legitimacy would it then have in the eyes of Iraqis opposed to the U.S. occupation?
That is something that has to be worked out between the coalition and either the current governing council or the new interim council. My understanding is that Ambassador Bremer wishes to conclude some agreement with the governing council before it is dissolved on the 30th of June. But that is not something that we deal with at the United Nations.
And so if there is no control over those U.S. forces, how can this government function?
I think that it all boils down to the behavior of the troops. If they are able to modify their behavior in such a way that their presence becomes less of a sore point with the Iraqis, then it might become more acceptable. If these troops gradually withdraw from the cities, maybe that will improve the modus vivendi between the population and the foreign military. The best option, of course, is for the occupation to end and the troops to leave. But the fact of the matter is that Iraq needs security. We can't hold elections in the current environment. You can't reconstruct the country in the current environment. Many of the people we spoke to, Iraqis as well, have said we need the coalition here for a while longer. But, of course, the overwhelming majority want to see them go.
Now, in the lead-up to the Iraq war, the U.S. basically said it didn't need the United Nations, and now that the White House is looking to the U.N. to provide it a graceful exit, what is the feeling amongst U.N. officials?
The general feeling is that we should be there and we should be helping, because the United Nations has a lot of experience. The international community also feels the need to internationalize the operation in Iraq in order to bring maximum assistance to the Iraqi people.
Ahmed Fauzi is spokesman for United Nations Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi. Brahimi is proposing an interim government to replace the Iraqi Governing Council during the June 30th transfer of power. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.